Thank you, Emma. I cannot believe we are in November and Christmas is on the horizon. Ugh! Track 2, A Glass Act. In the workshops of Langham Glass, something magical happens. We go behind the scenes.
From delicate Egyptian beads to the stained glass windows of the medieval period and elegantly detailed receptacles, the art of decoratively working and colouring glass has been a part of human civilization for thousands of years. Entrancing and mysterious, glass has always been an object of great value. This mesmerizing and complex craft would inspire a creative young man called Paul Miller to take glassmaking to ever greater heights and establish one of the county's most renowned attractions, Langham Glass. Dad joined King's Lynn Glass as a 16-year-old apprentice in 1967, says Jonathan Miller. Naturally artistic and good with his hands, the company was fortuitously on his doorstep, so he took the position. His role wouldn't have changed for hundreds of years. It was certainly a tough environment, as the European glassmakers brought in to improve the quality of glass they made didn't suffer fools gladly. It took 5 years of training and experience, but his ability shone through, and he proved himself capable of running a team, becoming master glassmaker in 1973. Apprentices first start by gathering glass from the furnace onto the end of a gathering iron. Even today, Langham Glass prefer someone with no prior experience, so they do things the way Langham do them. The iron is then handed to the master, who rolls it into a basic shape on a solid slab of steel called the marva. He then blows into the iron, sealing the end with his thumb, so the air expands with the heat, forcing a bubble in the glass. Bit gathering, or adding small pieces to create ears and tails, follows, then mould holding, and learning to colour glass. Dad started creating unique designs when Wedgwood bought King's Lynn Glass. They saw his talent, and he was given the freedom to produce their early ranges, including many of the animals and paperweights which are sought after by collectors today, Jonathan explains. We now add extensions to the designs, enhancing the early Wedgwood creations, and blend our own colours, which takes years of practice using a stock of dozens of hues. Langham Glass was established in 1979 when Paul and his wife Sue decided to set up their own glassmaking business with the aim of making crystal by hand to the highest level of craftsmanship. Designed as a tourist attraction in barn buildings in the village of Langham, the Great Barn was chosen for the glasshouse for its height and became the centre of the complex. A steel gallery was installed around it to enable visitors to move along and see the different pieces being made by different glassmakers. Glass is made mainly from sand and small quantities of other chemicals, says Jonathan. A pelletized mix, known as batch, is used to create the pure, colourless crystal that first comes out of the furnace. Batch is loaded into the furnace every day and melted by increasing the heat to 1,350 degrees Celsius. Once melted, the temperature is reduced to 1,100 degrees C and the glass is ready to be worked. Special glass rods or ground glass is then used to add colour, a complicated procedure with many stages. The glass is ready once it has gone through the annealing process, a slow controlled cooling which reduces the stresses in glass to prevent shattering. Finally, it goes to the finishing area, where the sharp edges left from where the glass was attached to the iron are smoothed and polished. Paul's reputation within the industry was recognised with a fellowship to the Royal Society of Arts in 2002, and after a move to Tattersett Business Park, where a larger work area allowed them to further enter the corporate market, in 2013, Langham Glass once again relocated to central Fakenham. The new premises are specially designed to be accessible to visitors, who can watch glassmaking experiences of craftspeople at work from the viewing gallery, or even attend courses themselves. As a child growing up in a time when health and safety were less talked about, I felt so proud of being given the job of sweeping my father's workshop in the school holidays, says Jonathan. My childhood was shaped by pride and curiosity at the talent, skill, and artistry I saw before me, and I loved being around his work. Today, after the glass is quality checked and graded, nearly all our creations are stamped Langham, England. The very finest pieces are hand-signed Paul Miller. Jonathan went into agricultural marketing after leaving education, but an opportunity to join the business came up, and he has been there 25 years. Throughout its history, Langham Glass has worked on special commissions for Bernard Matthews and Green King, as well as creating a 200th anniversary bottle for Bombay Sapphire. The trophy side of the business sends work all over the country, and memorial glass incorporating ashes in jewellery and glassware is increasingly popular. We are always developing new designs and offering new products to the public through direct selling from our website or shop. The aim is to inspire our visitors by offering them an opportunity to observe age-old techniques and learn how glassmaking is still evolving without losing its traditional heritage, Jonathan says. We have a fantastic team of 7 glassmakers, ranging from apprentices to masters, and Dad comes in when required, as he thoroughly enjoys being involved. There is beauty in what we do, Jonathan smiles, playing with a multitude of shapes and colours to create something magical which comes alive in the light.